Some days when we sing this music, I just don't want it to end. Kind of want to say, can you just go on? Can we just keep on praising? Just do that and then we'll go home. But it's also neat to read the Word of God and to listen for the Word of God. And that's amazing to do that too. It's always scary to stand up here and to have the privilege to speak. There's a story of a young man who did his kind of first sermon, and he thought so much of himself. And he walked up the pulpit, and boy, he messed it up badly, really, really badly. And he came down the pulpit, and he kind of just wanted to get out there, and one of the older folks in the congregation walked up to him, tapped him on the shoulder, and he said, "Young man, piece of advice, if you went up the pulpit the way you came down, it would have made a difference." And I always try and remember that when you dare to stand here and speak, it should be God's word and not yours, to God's people. So will you always pray for me for that? Will you agree with me if I said that this amazing life that God gives us, full of all of the gifts that comes with this life. Sometimes this life can be really, really hard too. Sometimes this life can be a little overwhelming. And then what happens sometimes is that the world doesn't help much with that, because usually when you struggle and when things are not that easy, the advice you'll get is try harder. That's what we say to our kids too. "Dad, I only got a B+. I want an A." "Well, try harder." "I didn't do that so well." "Try harder." And that's fine and dandy, and I get that. And I know why we say that. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try your best in your work and in your studies and in all the things that you do. You should. Do everything as you do as unto the Lord, says the word. But here's what I'm asking. When it comes to that amazing change that we need on the inside, that makes us bold in the Lord, when it comes to that profound transformation of who we are, when it comes to the restoration of our hearts and the reformation and the change of our hearts, if we're going down the road of trying harder, you're running down a dead-end street. And you're going to hit your nose flat against a brick wall. So let's ask the question this morning. When I struggle, when life is hard on the outside, it also touches my inward life. It also changes or touches my relationship often with God. Because you know what happens sometimes when things are not that great? Where does the finger go? Kind of do that, right? How does change happen on the inside, in our hearts, in our lives? So here's an invitation from God. It's a passage that you know so well. Last year I preached on this passage, but actually I did Psalm 51 and used this passage with that. I just do this one this morning. God's speaking, the Lord Jesus is speaking in this situation with people who are struggling, whose lives are difficult and hard. The problem that happens with these poor folks is they go to, let's call it church, like we know it. They go to church. And when they come to church, what happens is their religious leaders make it even harder on them. Instead of coming to this place and feeling the breath of God breathing into them, instead of coming to this place and being relieved of all the burdens that are on them, their religious leaders are putting stuff on them. Remember I told you, 623 laws they found in the first 5 books. And the poor folks are sitting there in church, and these leaders are naming 623, and they're saying, "I didn't do that, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. And the burdens are just coming on their shoulders, and it's just pressing them into the ground. And the moment they leave that place, they have to face another week. And all they hear is, you're not good enough. Try harder. You're not good enough. Try harder. You didn't get 623. You only got 621. Try harder. And the more they try, the more burdened they become. The more they try, the less joy there is. The harder they try, the less they succeed. And Jesus says to them, Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Do it in this way. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. And if you do it this way, then you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Eugene Peterson writes it this way. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn from me the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. So keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly. Am I the only one that needed to hear those words today? Am I the only one that sometimes it just feels a little too much? Sometimes you're trying harder, and you're trying harder, and the harder I try, the less it works. And I get down on myself more and more, and then I try even harder. And Jesus says, why? Come to me, so I can teach you the unforced rhythms of grace. So I can teach you how to live freely and lightly. If there's anyone in this church this morning who has been trying harder this week, welcome. I'm so glad you've joined us. Because the Lord Jesus wants to talk to you this morning. Notice three things. When he calls us to come walk with him, when he calls us to come follow him, when he calls us to come work in our lives, notice that he doesn't say, please do better or try harder because you've not been doing good enough. Did you see where he starts? He says, come to me. If you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. It's an invitation to come sit at our Father's feet. And the moment I can learn to come sit at my Father's feet, you know what happens? When I sit with the Lord, I hear God saying, I love you. When I come sit with the Lord, I hear my Father say, I accept you. When I come sit with my Lord, I hear my Father say, I forgive you. When I come sit with my Lord and I'm trying to say, Lord, about remember that prodigal son when he came back and he wanted to say all this stuff? His father stopped him immediately. He said, bring a cloak, bring a ring and take care of my son. my daughter, my child. The invitation of the Lord Jesus is to come and find your life again. The life that he gives, the life that he wants us to live. And it's the moment when I come sit with him and I find that acceptance of exactly who I am, warts and all, because that's the problem with the world. We're not good enough the way we are. Go fix this, go fix that. Look better in this way, do better in that way. Lord Jesus says, come to me with all your burdens and all your warts and all your blemishes and all your mistakes and all of the things that you've done wrong. And when you come, I will give you rest. I'm not going to add more. If you're trying to earn brownie points with God, forget it. He doesn't hand out brownie points. If you're trying to impress God, forget it. You don't have to. He doesn't need to be impressed. He wants you to love him so that you can experience his love back from you. If you're trying really, really hard, let go. And you've got it wrong. Because walking with the Lord, sitting with the Lord, is not about how hard I try. It's about coming and resting and giving it over and allowing him to speak into my life and tell me how much he loves me and cares for me. Are you tired? Are you burdened? Are you struggling? Do you need rest? Come to me, says the Lord. Second thing. When he calls us to a life of rest, he doesn't call us to an easy life. Sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but just hang on with me for a second. This call to come rest with him is not just an easy life. Did you hear the words that he said? Are you tired? Are you weary? Are you burdened? Come to me and take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is an easy yoke. It's an invitation. It's an invitation to come live life in a different way. Because here's the thing about a yoke. You know how a yoke works, right? It's usually something that's made for two animals or four animals. You put a yoke on one animal, it's hanging down on the one side. And when this poor animal needs to pull, it's hard, it's difficult, and it's not that much fun. And Jesus knows that life sometimes is hard and difficult and not that much fun. And sometimes we just need to be stretched a little bit. And so he says, why are you trying to do this alone? Come take my yoke. Get in on the other side of my yoke. My yoke, my easy yoke, and then you won't have to do it alone, because I'm going to be there. Even when life is hard, even when life is difficult, even when you're being a little stretched, if you come in under my yoke, you're not going to bear all of that alone. I'm going to take most of it. Just walk with me. With my easy yoke. It's doing it with Jesus. And that's sometimes where we fail. We want to do it on our own because I want to show how good I am and that I can do it. You don't have to. Remember the first line? We don't have to try and impress God. Come take my easy yoke when life is difficult. I love how Eugene Peterson translated that. He said three things. He says, come walk with me, work with me, and watch me, and learn from me. There's the invitation. Don't try harder. Work with Jesus. Walk with Jesus. Work with Jesus. Learn from Jesus. And then you will learn what? The unforced rhythms of grace. Because I don't have to do it alone. I can come under his yoke. Let me end. Third thing I want you to notice, we don't have to try harder. When it's hard, we don't have to do it alone because we can walk with him. And number three, once we allow him to work with us and to walk with us, he will teach us how to live freely and lightly. How does that happen? Happens this way. The more I sit in the presence of my Lord and I learn from my Lord, the more the Holy Spirit starts working in my life. And I can let go of me. And I can let go of all of the stuff that is in my life that so wants to do it all. And I realize there's another power in me that's called the Spirit of God. And it's the Spirit of God that will work in his own amazing, special way to clean those places that are not so clean in my life without putting the burden on me. To strengthen those things that are amazing that God has put in my life. And to teach me new ways to walk in God's grace. And that's why the invitation is always there. Are you burdened? Are you struggling? Is there something in your heart that's bothering you? Is your world hard and difficult and it's kind of, Lord, some days I don't know if I even want to get up. Is your soul sometimes a little burdened and heavy? Come to me, says the Lord Jesus. And I will give you that which you need. My kind of rest. You're going to walk. And there's going to be a yoke. But it's my easy yoke because I'm going to be there with you. And some days it just feels a little too much. And he says, I'll put an extra little bit into that yoke. Because I will teach you about life. Life is to live freely, not what the world does. Life is to live in grace and to experience the rhythms of grace where God will take me from that deep, dark valley and he'll bring me through that valley and he'll put me on the mountain and there will be a green pasture and there will be quiet waters and I can sit and I can rest. We sing this beautiful song and Bradley was playing a few notes of that. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So come. Come to the altar. Take a moment, just a few moments now. And all these things that are on you, where you think I need to try harder, do better. Can you just give them to the Lord this morning? Just let him take it. So that you can walk into this brand new week that's waiting out there for you this week. And you can start this week lightly and freely. Because my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Take a few moments of silent prayer, then I'll pray with you and the choir can come up for their song after that. Thank you, Lord, that even if we are broken, hurting inside, come to the end of our line, run down that dead end street, doesn't stop there. Because we can come to you. We can come to that place where our Father is standing with arms open wide. And you take these burdens, Lord. Whether they are burdens of the world, or whether they are burdens in our spirit, we can give them. And you, Lord, you bring the change. You bring that transformation that we so need. Thank you that we may live in your hand. Thank you that we may live before you and understand those wonderful rhythms of life where you give us this gift to live freely and lightly. Thank you that we may walk with you and learn from you. There's a brand new week that lie ahead of us. And we ask, Lord, that as we walk out these doors and we breathe, that we might breathe in that breath, that wind, that power of your Spirit. And we walk into this world boldly, for we do not have to do this alone. We can do this with you, and in you, and through you. Thank you for that invitation. Thank you for our time together. You are an amazing God, and we love you with all that is in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.